Be'ezus Hashem Yisbo, we begin Perek Shishi, the sixth chapter in the Rambam, Sichas Tuma Tzaras, the laws of Tuma of Tzaras, in the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, which in this Perek, the Rambam discusses certain types of Beharis, Nega, which do not have the qualification of becoming Tumah. As Rambam gets Halacha Alf regarding certain places that cannot have the Tuma of a Beharis. Elam Mekayim is Ba'adam, these places in the person, She'ein Mistamed Be'Beharis, that do not contract Tuma when they have this Nega of a Beharis, which even is one of the four shades, and would develop one of the signs of tummy, it cannot become tummy. There are teicha ayin in the eye, teicha ezen in the ear, teicha chaitim in the nose, teicha pe in the mouth, vakmatim shebebetin, the folds in the belly, which is folded over, vakmatim shebetzaba, or in the neck, if there's a lot of flesh and there's folds in that, teichas adad, or beneath the breast, when it folds over, beis hashechi, by the armpit, vakaf haregel, beneath the leg, vatzipayrin, meaning by the under the sole, vatzipayrin, and the fingernail, vaharoish, Vazakan, Shishbam Seir, or the head or the beard that has hair, Vashchin Vamichva Hamurdin, or boils or burns that are still fresh. Kol Elo HaMakaymas, all these places ain't Mistamin Benagam, they do not have a Tumma of a Nega. And the Emet Stav Benagam, they cannot combine for a Nega. Vilhe Nega Pais Lotechem, neither can a Nega expand into them. They Mistamin Shemichi, they cannot have the Tumma of, let's say, if it has a burn. They Ma'akvin Esahifach Kulilab, and neither there's a whole back if the whole body turns white. Which, as the Rambam is going to tell us later on in the next parak, that if the tzaras expands actually paradoxically through the how or the whole body, it actually becomes tahar. If, let's say, the skin of these areas remained without turning white, that's not integral, and actually the person will become tahar. Krishna says in the pasuk in Mayikra, for what are the areas that we consider if it becomes tummy or because the whole body then be tahar, it's only be'er b'sarei. It has to be in the skin of his flesh. Now, all these cases, they're not revealed skin. So, to be considered ur has to be something that's revealed. Now, ela rather, mehem she'ena ur, there are certain of these areas that are not really even considered skin in the first place, like the fingernail, possibly even the heel of the foot, which has hard skin. Umehem, and many of them are shuhu ur, there are skin, but b'muchusav in the gully, it's covered and it's not revealed. So, that's not considered ur to qualify for ur b'sar for the laws of a nega. So, to v'oidim hasvasayim, the red of the lips, Nidin Kabesa Sam is also considered as concealed areas, which is not Ve'in Matam Nagam, it's not going to have Tumma Nagam. The reason for that is because when a person closes his lips, you don't see the red part, and therefore that will not qualify for a makam of having the Tumma of a Beharis. Halacha Beis. Harosh Va'Zakan, Shenosha Kol Sa'ar. The head and the chin, the beard, where all the hair fell out. Or Va'ashchin Va'Michva Shehelu Tzerevis. Or a boil or a burn that developed a scab, a scar. Mitame Be'Beharis. They could have a tumma of Beharis, Kamesh Be'Anu, like we explained this already in the previous parak, Halacha Gimel, Halacha Tes, but Ve'im Nitzar from Zemzeh. But they don't combine, meaning we just said before that when in the regular head that has hair, it cannot. But if it lost a hair, or a boil in the burn that has a scab, unlike that we said in the previous Halacha of Hamurdin, which is fresh, these could have a tumma of Beharis, but Ve'im Nitzar from Zemzeh, they don't combine one with the other. They nega or habasa poisla toicham, neither can you have a nega in the regular skin extended to those areas. And they're not going to have a tumma because of raw flesh. Aval ma'akvin esahifach kulilavin. But they will hold back the ability of the entire skin turning white, meaning in contrast to the areas that we said in the previous halacha, they're not ma'akiv, these areas would be ma'akiv if they don't turn white to make the person tar from the fact that his whole skin turned white. Halacha Gimel. Beharis asmucha l'roish. If you have a nega that's near the head, oyla ayin, or to the eye, oyla oizen, or to the ear, or one of those areas that we said that don't qualify for the halacha of a makam of a nega, oyla shchin oyla mechva, or let's say the nega is near a boil or burn, so tahira. Then that nega is going to be tar. Krishna says in the pasuk, v'dar koin is a nega bar abasa, the koin is going to look at the nega that's in the skin of the flesh, which is shiyya kol shechutz l'nega ba'ar habasar, that you have to have, that whatever's beyond the nega has to be in the skin of the flesh. It says ba'ar habasar, which is v'ro l'pisoin, has to be that it's fit to expand into the skin of the flesh. But here it's not, because at the edge, right there on the boundary, is something that cannot become tameh b'nega. Either because it's not considered ar habasar, because it's like we said, the head or the eye or the ear, or because there's a boil or a burn, that will not then therefore be able to become tameh. Halacha Dalet continues regarding different actual negoim of Beharis that are also tar for different reasons. Elo Beharis Tahiris, these negoim of Beharis are tar. One case is Goy Shahisabai Beharis Ben Nizgara. Let's say Goy had a nega before he converted and then he converted. So that's actually Gzeres HaKasek. It says Adam Ki Yia Ba'ar Besare. It was in the future tense when the Jews were by Matan Torah. It sounds like even if he had a nega, and it remains after Matan Torah, it sounds like only if it will be, not what was. So if before he became Jewish, he had the nega and it remains, that's going to be tar. Or let's say Haisa Ba'ubar. Let's say there was a nega in the fetus, which is not revealed. It has to be revealed. And the minute he's born, that's not going to be tummy. Or Bakemet. Or let's say he was in one of the folds, let's say of the flesh of the stomach, and then he lost a lot of weight. And Benigla, now it's revealed. Or Beresh Bezakan. Or let's say it was in the head of the or the chin, because Haibam say when it was here over there. And then Benikruchu. And then he again became bald. Benosha Kalaseir. And all the hair fell out. Beniskasav is now the Beharis is revealed. Which all these would be qualifiers, but originally it wasn't. Well, let's say it was in the boil or in the burn when it was still fresh, which does not qualify. Then the halud tzareves, then they developed the scab. Harel tar is they're all going to be tar because they didn't originally have it in a problematic way. Or let's say the beharis was in the head or the beard before it ever developed here at all, which that's okay, that could make a ineka. But then the halud say then developed here, which cannot be. But then they disappeared. Or another case, let's say the nega was in the skin. Then the area developed a boil or burn, but then it healed. And now it's back to being as like regular skin of the flesh. Although its initial state and the end state are a situation that would become tame as a nega. But since in the middle, there was a time when it was going to be tar, because it could not be a nega, either because it was here on the head or the beard, or because that area of the skin had a boil or a burn, even though it went back to being regular flesh, it's going to be tar, to be from the beginning to the end. Let's finish down the marin. Let's say its appearance changed. Whether because the shade of the nega got dark, got a darker white, or a lighter white, meaning it got darker, then you see it as it was in the beginning. How so? So, let's say you have a Gentile who has a nega, like the lightest shade, that of the membrane of an egg. Now, after he converted, we said if it stayed the same, it would be tar. But now it becomes like snow, so it's a different shade. Or the other way around. It was originally like snow. After he converted, it's like the membrane of an egg. So, you can look at it as if it's a new thing, and then it could qualify as a nega. So, let's say the baby, the fetus, but then was born. Or the fold that got revealed. Or the head of the beard that became bald. Or the burn or the boil that healed. In the shtana mari, although we said all those cases, it's going to be tar. But if the shade of those negaim changed, then you look at it as if it's new, and then you can make it tame if it develops one of the simali tuma. But if not, if it changed, if it stayed the same, then tar is going to be tar like we mentioned before. Loche, the Rambam continues regarding what's if we have a doubt, we have a suffix regarding the status of the nega, so then the mitzvah retains his chazaka, the presumed state that it was up until now. As Rambam explains, called suffix negaim. Any doubt you have regarding a nega, chutz mishnei sveikah shemeninu kvar, except for the two doubts we already mentioned in Perek Beis Halacha Tes, we spoke about if, let's say, we're not sure if the nega came first or the white hairs came first. And in Perek Da Halacha Vav, we spoke about if, let's say, there's a beharis the size of a gris, and after quarantine you find the sign of a celi, you're not sure if it's the original one that expanded or the original left, and this is a new one. So besides for those two, any other suffix of nega, tar is going to be tar. Actually, niskel utuma, if he was never yet in a situation that we had made him tummy. So he retains his suffix. His suffix is by his original chazaka that he was tar. Of a mishniskel utuma, let's say you have a doubt regarding, but he had already been required for a state of tuma, and now you have a suffix, then sveika tummy. Then the chazaka is that he was tummy, and he retains that until you know otherwise. So the suffix is going to be tummy. Kitzur, how says Rambam illustrates. Shnayim shabo etzel koin. Let's say two individuals come to the coin. This individual has a nega the size of a gris. This other one has a much larger nega the size of a sella. Now, he quarantines them. And at the end of the week, each one had the size of a sella, which a coin, which is larger than the size of a bean. Now, but the thing is, you don't know which one of them expanded, but one of them didn't. He stayed the same as a sella, and you don't know which is which. So, whether this is in two different individuals or whether these two Negam are in one person, either way, Harei Zatar is going to be Tar. Because Sha'afa Bishavad, the Pasa Negam, is that what I mean? Although, if it's in one person, for sure one of his expanded, Yeah, but hoyel ve'en yidua eze hi'a be'er sheb ha'asas, since you don't know which one is the nega that expanded, so reza tais mitar, achi yedi be'eze nega timoy, until you know definitively which is the nega that's making him tummy, because the pasuk v'timoy oisai, you have to know definitively which one it is, and you cannot make a tummy, even though for sure there's one, but you don't know which one, that suffix is going to remain tar. But halacha vav, as we said, mishnisk l'tumafi, it's really required to be tummy, and now you have sveka, you have a doubt, that's going to be tummy, that doubt. Ketzer haso. So shnayim shabo etzel kain, you have two individuals came to a kain. B'zeh b'heres k'gris, one individual has a nega the size of a gris. B'zeh k'sel, the other one has the size of a cell. Okay, basically, so he quarantines them. B'sefer shabo, at the end of the week, one of them has a little bit more than a cella. B'zeh k'sel, the other one also has a little bit more than a cella. Okay, shnayim t'meim, they're both going to be tummy. This is not, no doubt at all. This halacha is not the example of zakuk l'tumah. It's rather the case after that. This is obvious, each one of them expanded, no matter how big they were. But let's say Chazush namely is Kisela. Let's say then subsequently they both went back to being the size of a Sela. Sharei Halacha Pisoim Echem. That means to say that the expansion, which is the sign of Tumah, was removed from one of them because it went back to being what it originally was as a Sela. But Hoyle Ben Yidua Ezahu, since you don't know which one it is, and they had both been Tumah. Now the question is, which one is repealed as Tumah? Shneim Tumim, they both can be Tumah. Achayazush namely is Kigris, until both of them go back to be the size of a Gris, which was the original, the smallest one. A pre-expansion. Only then are the both going to be tar, because you remain with your chazakah of tumah. V'zev shaman, this is what they said, mishnisikul tumah, once it already had required a state of tumah, then sveik, if you have a doubt regarding it, if it repealed it, then tumah, it's going to remain tumah. So to misha oisa boi baharis, someone had a nega, uvaseir lavan, and he had white hair, shakod mes baharis, which was there before the nega, which is not a sign of tumah, as we said in Perek Beis, so therefore he was put into quarantine, because he's not tumah. And also the seir lavan shafachata habaheres. Now, at the same time, he had a nega that came before the white hairs. It turned those hairs into white, which is a sign of tumah. So now, it comes out after the quarantine, there's four white hairs. Two that were before the baheres, and two that developed after the baheres. Now, and you do a zesh shakadim mizesh shenepach. You don't know which ones were there before, and which ones are the ones that turned white later. Imitech hezken istabekle, so it depends. If the doubt is coming from quarantine, meaning he was never declared tummy. We put him into quarantine. And now we're not sure which is which. There definitely was two that developed afterwards, but we don't know which one they are. There is a tar. It's going to be tar, like we said, because that is, you retain, although we know for sure there's a sign of tumah, but you don't know which exact two hairs they are, like we said, by expansion. So it's going to have the same halacha. It retains its chazaka of tar. Now, vim achar hechlid, but if let's say it's after they recognized originally which two were expanded afterwards, and they confirmed as a mitzvah. Then two fell out. Now we don't know which two fell out. Ah, is it tummy? Then it's going to remain as tummy. Because Ava Bishalach Seir Echad Mehem, although one of those hears had fell out, Beni Dei Zahalach, you don't know which one's left. Im HaSeir Shoyi Simen Tumah, or HaSeir Acha, was it the hears that were a sign of tumah because they had developed after the bearers? Or was it the other hears, those had developed before the bearers? Since you don't know, and you already had been tummy, you don't know which ones fell out, then it's going to remain the chazaka of being tummy. The Ram continues regarding what happens if there's between when the coin looks at it and his actual ruling, if something changes. So Misha ba Itzel coin. If someone comes to the coin, Ohu, and he sees him, Shatar Chesker. He sees that he needs to be quarantined. He sees a nega, no signs of tumah, he has to be quarantined. Aishu Pater, or he sees that, no, it's not a problem, he can let him go. But the actually is Giro Ipatar, but until he got a chance to rule and put him in quarantine or tell him he can go, Nodali Samani Tumah, he actually sees the developed signs of tumah. So he's yachad. It's okay. So he's still there. He could confirm as a mitzvah. Same thing would be if, let's say, he sees it has signs of tumah. Before he gets a chance to confirm it and say, "Oh, you're tameh," the signs of tumah disappeared. So if this was the initial meeting or at the end of the first week of quarantine, so then yes, kiri. So he puts him into quarantine because it doesn't have the simani tumah, but it has the original nega, which the halacha always put into quarantine. But actually, if it developed the signs of tumah during the week of quarantine, then he actually remains in the quarantine, whether it disappeared or whether it remained, because it's the same thing. Now, but let's say it was at the end of the second week, after you let him go, well then, then you let him go, because it doesn't have any similar tumah, and you already maxed out in your quarantine, so therefore it doesn't make a difference. Until the actual ruling was done, whatever changes, changes, and you'll go with the last thing that there was, whether for tumah or whether for tahara.